One thing we hear about huge forest fires is they are so big they create their own weather systems. To find out what that means, we've called up Rick Ochoa, who is National Fire Weather Program Manager with the Bureau of Land Management. He's in Boise, Idaho, and joins us now. Mr. Ochoa, when we say a fire can create its own weather system, what are we saying?
Well, it can do it in a couple of ways. One is obviously with wind. We get indrafts into the main fire column. Another one that is developed is when we have very intense fires, we're burning lots of trees, and those trees contain moisture. So we have a lot of heat, a lot of instability, and a lot of moisture. And that in turn creates a large smoke column. And on top of that, we have a cumulus cloud that develops. In fact, it's called a pyrocumulus cloud. And that cloud can actually grow into a thunderstorm and cause lightning. It can cause rain. And a particular concern for the firefighters is that when that smoke column collapses, we can have a downdraft of air. And that can be a real fire hazard to the firefighters.
You're saying that there could be a thunderstorm that is caused only because there is a forest fire?
That's correct. We get these large smoke columns that can go, you know, 20, 30, 30,000 feet. And on top of that, we can have a cumulus cloud that develops. And those cumulus clouds can go, you know, upwards of 70,000 mm-hmm. feet and be of a large enough size with enough moisture that they can create their own weather. In fact, we've had cases where these thunderstorms have caused fires like 50 miles downwind from the fire, from the lightning, and even caused rain.
Now, you said also that a fire can attract inward rushes of air, of wind.
That's correct.
How far away from the fire might the direction of the wind be altered?
Well, that kind of depends a lot on the topography. In a place like Arizona, where you're dealing with canyons and those things, that can affect the winds within that canyon. So I would say within a few mile radius, you'll actually see that. Where you'll actually see it the most is probably in the closest mile or so. You'll start seeing that inrush of air, and that's important. Firefighters take advantage of that in doing their backfires. They wait till the fire front gets close enough where they can feel those indrafts, and then they can light a fire, and that fire will actually burn into the main fire, and it robs the fire of the fuel.
And when fires do create smoke columns and pyro clouds that create thunderstorms and some rain, is there a self-correcting cycle there? That is, do fires ever create the downpour that helps put out the fire?
Yes, that has happened. It's very rare. Usually that would be more in a downwind situation. Obviously, a fire of this size in Arizona, that couldn't happen because of the sheer size of it. I think a bigger problem we have is with those pyrocumulus clouds collapsing and the smoke column collapsing and getting that downdraft of air. Another interesting thing that happens with these fires is you get fire whirls. You get these tornado-like structures that you find around the periphery of fires.
Rick Ochoa, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Mr. Ochoa spoke to us from Boise, Idaho, where he is the National Fire Weather Program Manager with the Bureau of Land Management.